Although Meera remained unfazed, she resorted to writing to the famous saint of the time, Tulsidas.
I am constantly mentally tortured by my relatives, but I cannot abandon my lord. I am unable to carry on my devotional practice in the palace. I have made Girdhar Gopal my friend since childhood. I feel a total bondage with him. I cannot break this bond.
In response, Tulsidas writes, "Abandon those who cannot understand you and who do not worship Ram or Shyam. The relation with God and the love of God are the only elements that are true and eternal. All other relationships are unreal and temporary." On this advice, Meera leaves Mewar and first goes to her ancestral home in Mertha. Her sense of separation from Krishna grows, and it intensifies her urge to meet him. She feels like the fabled Radha. Meera feels a call from her lord. "O Meera, go now and seek me in my kingdom, in the bowers of Vraj and in the lanes of Vrindavan." Chanting the name of her beloved lord, Meera leaves for Vrindavan.